Today is December 17th, and happy Friday, everyone. This is Joe, and you know me. This is GQDN Podcast. For today, we talk about some changes to World of Warcraft. Tencent acquires some company, and how about some Ghostbusters during winter? Along with some other stuff, but today we start with Activision Blizzard publishing a representation data and shows their diversity throughout the company. And they are showing on how much women and other underrepresented ethnic groups within the company. So it's really, really all over the place. This comes to us from Wowhead.com, by the way. As far as what women go, it's 24% in industry comparison. In Activision, King Blizzard is at 24%. Activision Blizzard Corporate is at 47%. Activision Publishing at 17%. Blizzard is at 22%. And King is at 34%. As far as what the ethnic groups are under the industry comparisons, 40%. Activision King Blizzard, 36%. Activision Blizzard Corporate, 51%. Activision Publishing, 33%. Blizzard, 34%. And King, 60%. There was a bit of a statement that came in afterwards, but I'm going to leave that, as it were, until probably tomorrow. But speaking of Activision Blizzard, World of Warcraft, in the upcoming tier set changes, and this comes to us via MMO Champion, said that there will be changes to Death Knight, Hunter, and Rogue. So if you look up MMO Champion, you'll be able to see all of that. Definitely. There's a lot of different changes in here. So if you have your class, people, take a look. And take a look at the different specs there as well. So from that, we go to an acquiring of a company. Tencent has acquired Turtle Rock Studios. Now, what we don't have is the price of what was paid here, whether it be in stock or cash or both. But Turtle Rock Studios made Evolve and Back for Blood. So Tencent is growing, and I think what they intended to do is just try to grow their company, but be careful, there might be some layoffs coming, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. This is like the time of acquiring and then layoff, which is very unfortunate, but that is the way of things right now. We'll go to this to BlueNews.com. And for all of you D&D RPG fans, Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance is finally coming to PC. I'm assuming that this is going to be a remake, because the original game came out in 2001, and coming out, I'm going to assume, late next year. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how many people will be able to play this. Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance will be on GOG.com and Steam. So, hey, if you're interested, take a look at it. See what happens. Now, what could be coming is a new Ghostbuster. This comes to us from Game Informer. And really, it does make sense, because Ghostbusters Afterlife has done really well. Okay, so if this game does come out, if it is made, then this could be very, very interesting indeed, just to see what happens. How they found out was they talked to Winston Zeddemore actor Ernie Hudson, and Hudson basically talked on the YouTube channel, like Countdown City Geeks, that Ernie is scheduled to record a voiceover. And what he said was, "I just got an email because we're doing another video game." And this is Hudson telling Countdown City Geeks. "They're scheduling it now to do recording, and I'm not too sure who is going to do it. I know me and Dan Aykroyd, I think. I'm not sure if Bill Murray will do anything on it, so there will be another video game. When they'll bring it out, I don't know, but it's definitely happening. It is rather interesting to see if this is going to happen or not, because even then, even in this stage, we're definitely not, we're basically looking at 2023 for anything more Ghostbusters. So if the movie was good, then you could see something come up a little bit later on. This is the time of Christmas. And this piece of news comes to us from DualShockers.com. And a family has given a bunch of games and Switches to their local hospital. The hospital in question is in Indianapolis. And I believe it is the Peyton Manning's Children's Hospital. In fact, that's what it is. So basically what happened was a local family, Ethan Anderson and Jennifer Zules, if I got that name right. If I did not, I do apologize. They both invested in the GameStop stock. So when everything happened at GameStop, they made, you know, a bunch of money. So when they got that return, they said, well, how can we pay this up or start paying things forward? So when they used that money, they donated around $15,000 of gaming products to the Peyton Manning's Children's Hospital. That was, wow. I mean, this is good news. And really, it does show the Christmas spirit is up, alive, and well. So hopefully we'll have some good news for you tomorrow. If this is a sign, hey, so be it. It's fine. Tomorrow, 6 p.m., Don Forge on Twitch, twitch.tv/Don Forge. And you can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums. This is a Don Forge production 2021. All rights are reserved. You can find all of our sponsors, such as patreon.com/thegroupquest and Audible link up on thegroupquest.com. And please go check out stackup.org. It is the time for giving, and we would love your donations. You can find that at stackup.org. Until tomorrow, we will see you later.